Hare Krishna. I think you'll notice that Krishna's train of thought is very clear and always brings us back to the same place. Here he also is concluding this chapter, Bhakta Tu Anyaya Sakya. He says, only by unalloyed devotional service can I be seen before you and I as I am, and only this way can you actually enter into the mysteries of my understanding. Interesting thing, Krishna here is talking about, he's already mentioned bhakti, now he says ananya bhakti. Ananya bhakti means where there's no other. In other words, there are different types of bhakti, different types of devotion. Sometimes we have devotion towards Krishna, but we also have devotion to other things. We're also attached to our way of life, our family, other things. So this type of ananya, where there's none other, where it's exclusive, where devotion is solely focused on Krishna, and any other relationship or attachment we have with things, people, obligations, are only as a function of our devotion to Krishna. And they just serve that. So Krishna doesn't get into too much detail. If you want to find out more detail, Krishna's opinion different about devotional service, and you can study the 11th canto of the Srimad Bhagavatam, which is the Uddhava Gita. Just like this is the Bhagavad Gita or the Arjuna Gita, there Uddhava Gita, Krishna speaking to Uddhava, and there he talks in much more detail about Bhakti Yoga. But this next chapter is about devotional service, and it begins by Arjuna wanting to know, well, you talked earlier about this unmanifest form of yours, and there are people who actually worship that unmanifest. Since that's also you, where do they go? And Krishna explains, well, ultimately they come to me, meaning ultimately they'll also come to the process of direct service to me, bhakti yoga, but it's a very difficult process, fraught with a lot of complications, and in this age, more or less, it's impossible. That's me. Krishna doesn't say in this age it's impossible. But then he talks about devotional service, he talks about spontaneous devotional service and regulated devotional service and the qualities of devotees, and then we end this chapter, and we also end this section of this reading with another little break. And then we start off with the last third of the Bhagavad Gita, which is Jnana Yoga, or the metaphysical approach to loving Krishna.